This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. Hello.
Hi, honey.
It is great to be with you on Angels Radio Los Angeles, Fox Sports Las Vegas, The Game Orlando, ESPN Charlotte, Real Sports Atlanta, ESPN South Jersey, and 107.5 Alive. Thank you for tuning in or listening to the podcast. Our guest this week is Houston Texans wide receiver Brandon Cook, so stay tuned for that conversation. Brandon was on the show Super Bowl 2018 that week. He was on, or sometime around there, I interviewed him, and he was on the show back then. So we sat down, had a longer conversation. But before we get started, I want to let everyone know, on August 28th, Remy and I, along with our twin daughters, Alexia and Melina, who just turned 8 this week, our babies are 8 years old. Can you believe 8 years old?
I cannot believe it. But he's a good number, so I'm excited.
For sure. Well, the four of us, we're going to run the race to rescue for the millions of children who are trapped in slavery all over the world. There are 40 million people. We've talked about this since we began our partnership with IJM. 40 million people, over 40 million people that are trapped in modern day slavery today. And every one out of four of those people, that's 25%, that's 10 million, are children. Instead of playing and growing and learning, they are enslaved to work tirelessly in inhumane conditions, and beyond that, it's just human trafficking. It's horrible, but International Justice Mission has worked for over 20 years to rescue and protect people from violence. IJM and their partners, I love what they do because they collaborate with the local authorities to strengthen justice systems, build communities where all people can expect to be safe and protected. So we're racing so that we can be one step closer to bringing every single child who is trapped in slavery home safely. So we're asking you, will you join Team Faith on the Field and make a donation? It doesn't matter how much it is. Every little bit helps. Everything counts. We're going to run our race along the Gulf of Mexico on Reddington Shores on August 28th. Got to be careful. There's red tide. Is it still red tide?
It's not so bad anymore. Like, it's getting better. I'm just thinking we just go and enjoy it anyways and just run.
We're just going to run. We're not going to run into water.
No,
so we'll be
fine.
We're
not. We'll just be fine. Yeah.
So if anyone wants to donate and help us and support this mission, go to ijm.org/faith-on-the-field-race. Are you tired? I'm tired.
I'm exhausted, not just tired.
I'm mentally drained. I'm physically incredibly tired, and I'm thinking about that, and I know you were looking at a Bible verse, Chronicles 15:7.
That Second Chronicles.
Second Chronicles 15:7, and it says, "As for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." And it got me thinking, like, we can be physically tired from a lot of the work that we're doing. And as we talked about last week, we've moved. We just moved, spent my whole life in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area, and finally have moved to Florida. And I'm tired. I'm tired from just putting up shelves or putting pictures on the walls and physically tired. But sometimes we get emotionally tired. We get emotionally drained.
Right.
And sometimes we feel like no matter what you're doing, no matter how much positive change you're trying to effectuate in the world, maybe it's not happening on our timeline, or maybe it's not happening as you're going about whatever it is that you may be doing. You could be tired of sometimes just doing good, but this kind of encourages us that no matter what, you'll be rewarded. And sometimes it's not seen right here on earth, or it's not seen by other people around you. But I always feel like we know that God is watching. We know that he knows our heart. He knows our intention. He knows what we're trying to accomplish. Whatever you're doing out there, God knows your heart. He knows your character. He understands what you're going through. And you may be physically tired. You may be emotionally tired. But he's there, and he's watching you, and he's going to reward you.
Right. This past week, I have to tell him the story. I got this genius idea to transform my coffee table. Okay. And so, backstory, this coffee table came with us from New Jersey to Florida, okay? Like, I could not let go of this coffee table. It's a heavy piece that is beautiful.
Beautiful, like natural wood.
And it's natural wood. It's gorgeous.
Like real wood, not like that particle garbage that they sell we see everywhere.
Like, it's so beautiful. It's like one-of-a-kind piece I cannot find anymore, right? Like, it's amazing. I have it. I had it for 5 years, and I loved it. It had, like, a natural, like, pine look. You know, I don't know what the color is. I guess it's like
it's not. It's a natural look.
Like a natural look. It's like a natural. No. It's like a natural. Well, I'm talking about color wise.
Right.
So I had this genius idea to transform it into like a whitewash coffee table because that's what's in right now.
It matched well at our house in Jersey with the floors and the walls. And here we went with a grayer, whiter looking floor, and it stood out. Like it didn't fit in. We both looked at each other. We're like, wow, we love this piece. Why don't we love it here? And you're like, oh, well, I'll change it. I'll transform it. And I wanted no parts of this project. I was like, let's put it outside. Let's give it to, I wanted nothing to do with it, but you were relentless.
Let me tell you, I went to Home Depot more in the past week and a half than I've ever done my entire life. Like, I cannot tell you how many times we've been to Home Depot, but I made so many mistakes with this table. You would not believe. It was ridiculous. I first stained it gray. Then I stained it,
But the gray,
a little brown.
The gray came out bluish.
And the gray came out bluish. Yeah. And then let me tell you, so I messed up like maybe 3-4 times. And when I say messed up, I mean I stained and then I stripped it and then I cleaned it and then I sanded it and then I redid it again like 3 times. You know how many times I wanted to cry? I was like,
you know how many times I said, just burn this thing. Let's use it as firewood. We don't even have a fireplace and I'm done with it.
And I'm like, I'm not giving up. I want this piece to just work. And it took me, 2.5 days of straight work for hours and hours. Like, I went to sleep at midnight. I was so exhausted, but then something kept telling me, if you just keep going, something is going to work. Something is going to, and I would be praying the entire time, like, God, help me. Just give me strength. Like, my arms are about to fall off. I'm like, my back is so sore. I cannot deal anymore. And on top of it, like, we're dealing with so much with this move, you know, like, with just making this house a home.
Yeah, well, we create work for ourselves. And I posted it on social media earlier this week. And it was funny. But I like, who walks into a brand new construction home and then just remodels the whole freaking thing?
Well, not the we whole did. Thing, but, you know.
It's okay. Just, it's all right.
Well, I don't know. I have a different style. You know what I mean?
I hear
like,
you.
What do you mean to do? So anyways, that piece, like that verse made me think of that time and the work I did for this table, and then I feel like we're rewarded now because this table is absolutely stunning.
Yeah,
and if you look
job.
At it, you're like, there's no way I did that, but I did.
I got to give you credit.
So I'm really proud of myself.
You're like, who was it? The handy Tim Allen? What was his show? I forget. I don't even know
I
what
am
it was.
Not sure.
Tim Allen, when he was like,
that
Tool
show.
Time with Tim, that guy.
Or Bob the Builder.
There you go. You're very shockingly.
Like, I'm shockingly handy.
You're very handy.
Well, I'm not. No, handy means like you can fix stuff. I'm more of a designer. Like a I'm very creative.
But your hard work was rewarded in the end because it looks great.
I'm gonna post a picture on social media.
All right.
And I'll show you guys what I'm talking about. It looks really pretty.
But we can never get we can grow physically weary. We can grow emotionally weary, mentally drained.
I was all the above the past couple of days.
Whether it's work that we're doing for ourselves, work around the home, work at the office, work in school, work in the gym, whatever it is. But then also sometimes it's just working in the community, working, and you feel like you're just tired of it. But
given a lot of yourself, and sometimes you just need to fill your cup before you fill someone else. And sometimes
God's got you, man. Like,
he's
our
the one
back.
That fills our hearts, and we need that. We need that more than anything. And you know what? Prayers is what got me through. Really, prayers and just I always say, like, just please help me, please help me, please help me, and he does.
Always finds a way. Always finds a way. There's always there's always somehow, some way, a little reward at the end, and ultimately our reward is eternal salvation with him in the kingdom.
The point is not give up, though. See, the whole point is not to give up. Like, every time I wanted to give up, I heard the voice, like, do not give up, whatever it is. Even when people at Home Depot are like, you messed up too much, you can't do this, I did not give up.
Up next, you'll hear from I'm glad you didn't give up. Yeah. Up next, you'll hear from Brandon Cooks. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
This is JT Romito, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com, find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an incredible lineup of guests, so you can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear a full interview on there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend about the show. I want to take a minute to thank our awesome sponsors. We wouldn't be here without them, so please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, and tremendous work they do. The Masters University, our newest sponsor. Love everything about the Masters University and what they stand for. Heritage's Dairy Stores, Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonafieldshow.com. We have various packages that we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. So if you don't have a business to advertise on but want to help the ministry get there, we do have a donate button on our page on faithonthefieldshow.com. You can also help us out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts, so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonthefieldshow.com, under merch. Brandon Cooks, our guest this week. He may be one of the most underrated wide receivers in the league. He's had 5 1,000-yard receiving seasons with 4 different teams, New England, New Orleans, the Rams, the Texans, in only 7 seasons in the NFL. I sat down with Brandon this week. He's a second-time guest. I spoke to him a few years ago at the Super Bowl. Here is that conversation.
Brandon, first off, how's training camp been going for you? You guys have a new head coach, David Culley. There's a lot of uncertainty going over there in Houston. What's it been like?
You know, training camp has been going well. You know, we're working, grinding every single day in this humidity, continue to come together as a football team. So I'm happy where we are. We got a long way to go, but that's the beauty of training camp. We're just going to continue to just grind it out to make sure we're ready by week one.
Your first year, last year in Houston, you had another great season, your 5th 1,000-yard receiving year. It was your first one with Deshaun. Now you got Tyrod Taylor in there. We don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun. How different, how similar are they as quarterbacks?
I never get into the comparison game with my quarterbacks. One thing I will say, they're both competitors. Tyrod is a competitor. He's been playing in this game for a really long time. And, you know, he's a natural leader as well. So you love coming to work with him every single day and love the way that he goes about his business.
David's a guy who long history as a wide receivers coach in the NFL. To have a guy like that be elevated finally to head coach,
yeah,
and walk into what's a difficult circumstance there. How's he been handling it? What do you like about his coaching?
I mean, I think he's been handling it really well. You know, he come in, the thing that he's going to bring that energy and focus every single day. And when you have that from your head coach, you tend to follow. So I think he's been coming in first day we got here, he grabbed the attention of the room. And when you do that as a coach right off the bat, your players tend to follow.
How's Deshaun been handling it? I don't know how close you guys are. You only been with him for a year. How's he been handling everything?
I think he's been handling well. Yeah, I think he's been handling well.
As I mentioned earlier, first year last year in Houston, you've been on four teams, five 1,000-yard seasons. How do you handle your change so well, going from team to team, and not allow it to affect your performance?
You know, for me, at the end of the day, it's just another uniform. I know who I am as a player. I know wherever I line up, regardless where it is, I'm going to do my job and do it at a high level and do it at a level that a lot of these receivers are doing it at. So for me, it never affects me because I know I'm just what I bring to the table regardless of where I'm at.
Now, every time you go somewhere, you got to learn a new system, learn a new scheme. Yeah. You've played with different – you've been with Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Jared Goff, Deshaun. Yeah. You've been with some very talented quarterbacks. How much does that help you when you transition?
You know, for me, learning from them, you know, just the ins and outs, not just on the football field, but how to take care of your body. I learned a lot from them guys, but also learned the way that they like things and been able to just bring it to other quarterbacks around me. Just the way that they lead, the way that they go about their work. I learned a lot from them in that aspect.
One of those teams you played for, the Patriots, you were there a year, and I remember after that game, asking Tom Brady directly how much of an impact it was, because you got hurt and you got knocked out in that game, and how much your loss was an impact. And he said it was tremendous. It was huge. When you look back on it, and I don't know if you do, Brandon, do you think about that and think, hey, it was a close game. Had I been able to play, if that didn't happen that way, things may have been different?
You know, you think about it every once in a while, but at the end of the day, it was one of those things that, you know, just out of my control, but you just hate that it happens in a game like that. You can't be there to help your team. So it was unfortunate, but I learned from it, I guess, in that sense, but it continues to keep that chip on my shoulder.
I remember speaking to you then about Psalm 144:6, which is a really cool one. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemy, shoot your arrows and defeat them, rout them. Tell me what that verse means to you, because you incorporate that in your touchdown celebration.
Yeah, you know, for me, my faith is my foundation, and that's just how I've always been, how I play the game. I play it to glorify God. And it's just a way for me to glorify God in a different and a unique way. It's one of my favorite verses, but it also gets me in that mode. It's not the lightest verse. It's a violent one, but, you know, this game is violent, so I take that with me.
How do you, in the middle of, you know, football season, you're playing on Sundays, how do you stay grounded in the word, in what is your foundation?
Yeah, no, you know, for me, I still have my chaplain from college that I still meet with once a week over the phone, you know, spending time with my wife in the word, by myself. We're doing a great job here on this team led by Dylan. And just really, like you said, when we get a chance to be able to reset midweek and getting that word, I think it's huge. And I think we're doing such a great job of that, not just individually, but as a team as well.
Brandon, I know you love photography. How did you even develop that as a, I guess you would call it a hobby, right? How did you develop that love?
Traveling. When I started to travel and I started to see the world for what it was, I thought to myself, I got to capture this, but I got to capture it in a unique way. I mean, great iPhones take good pictures and all, but to really remember it how I want to remember it, I really start to get in photography with Leica and, you know, take it to the next level.
That's pretty cool. I know you've done a lot of work with single moms. What does it mean to you to be able to give back in that way and to help out moms who are doing this? It's tough out there for two parents, let alone single moms, man.
You know, just coming from that myself, it always had a close place in my heart. Just seeing how my mom struggled raising me and my three older brothers, it's always been something that was endeared to me. So when I see it and now I'm in a position to be able to help others, that's where my heart is led, to help single moms. And I guess you can really call it single parents. You know, I say single moms just because that's what I grew up in. But as we all know, single parent is a single parent, and it's hard. And so that's where I try to give back and try to help, and just know to myself to never forget where I came from.
Brandon, when you were growing up, looking at potentially playing in the NFL one day, were there any wide receivers you tried to emulate?
Oh, yeah.
Who was
Steve Smith. Steve Smith, Carolina, Baltimore. I mean, you talk about a guy, 5'9". He brought it every single day, every game. You know, that was someone I looked up to growing up and always wanted to be like once I made it to the league.
That's very cool, man. And I know he's got a job in the media now. Have you had a chance to talk to you? Interview?
Yeah, we talked a couple of times. Got a lot of respect for him. I remember when I was young, he let me come stay with him and work out with him for a couple of weeks, you know, going in my rookie year. So a lot of respect for that dude.
Brandon, I know you introduced a lot of players to this new form of light therapy that you use for anxiety and sleep issues. What is it? How did you find out about it? And how much has it helped you?
Well, first of all, it's a lamp that, you know, it's not, you know, for me, at first I was a little weird. I'm like, okay, a lamp or light, and it gives off green light. But then once I started to use it, for me, sleep is really something that I struggle with. And when they told me that it can help me and promote sleep, I was like, okay, I'll try it out. And once I started trying it out, I was like, okay, it's something to it. So, and then for my wife, you know, we was using around the house because, you know, she has headache. For me, it was just anything that can help me sleep. Obviously, it comes to performance, comes to recovery. I started doing that, and it's been a game changer. And I've been able, fortunate enough to know that it affects me. And so I started to give some to my, whether it's my teammates or team, you know, players that's in my agency. And they said the same thing, you know, especially during this time, like training camp, sleep is real, real thin. So you need whatever you can to be able to enhance that.
How many years have you been using it?
This is, I would say, about a year now, actually. About a year, going over just a little over a year.
Man, like you said, sleep is so very important. You got a little one at home, don't you?
Yeah, I got, and that's the other thing. Yep, you know, first one, he's 10 months now. I think just like I said, the calming effect. You never think a light like that can do something like that. The beautiful thing is, there's nothing. There's literally no side effects. You know what I mean? It's a light that the way that it gives off this green light. It's backed by Harvard University. So as you know, anytime Harvard put their touch on something, you know it's got something to it, right? And so once they said that, I was sold.
I'll be honest with you. When I was reading about it, I got the email. I'm checking it out. I see Harvard. My eyes lit up. I'm like, wait a minute. Harvard's involved. I'm having some trouble sleeping right now. New house, new environment. I got to check this out myself.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. So it's awesome. And I think if people get a chance or want to be able to try it out, it's not, like I said, it's not just the light. It's like, you know, the wavelength that it gives off. It's like infrared sauna in a sense. Yeah. People think it's just the red light that's doing the work, but it's actually, you know, the wavelengths that you cannot see that is doing something for you.
That's pretty cool, man. I appreciate it. Last one for you. Not a lot of expectations for the Houston Texans this year. Is there like, how do you guys approach that? Some teams look at it like, hey, we love being the underdogs. We hope nobody thinks anything of us. We're going to sneak up on you and make you feel it on the way out the door.
You know, I think that's the mindset that we have. At the end of the day, you still got to line up. It's football, and it's still mano a mano. So regardless what the hype teams that they get, you still got to play us. And the way that we work, and, you know, we love being an underdog.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Brandon Cooks. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our Faith on a Field Show team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview. as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc. is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have two daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266. Like I did, to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with two farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.